Greetings. This is news and a view from the Gunflint Trail. Border Country, like the rest of the universe, has turned the last page of chapter 2019. And here we are with verse 1 of December already etched into the annals of time. The past Gunflint weekend was spent on the edge of our seats with all the hoopla of a white Armageddon. But alas, the far north of Minnesota was spared. It is realistic knowing weather predicting is far from a pure science, but once again we Gunflinters were tricked with another cry of wolf gone bad. While areas to the south got buried, and even though our skies looked the part, the Wildersmith neighborhood and on up the trail received barely a dusting. About the only thing positive about our scenario was neighbors and yours truly didn't have to activate the snow shovel. In the meantime, real Gunflint cold is still on sabbatical. Temps have remained relatively mild out this way. Thinking back to last year at this time, Gunflint Lake put on its solid winter coat on December 6th under sub-zero readings. Gunflint Lake tried on her first icy fitting last Monday morning when still air and a wave of just below zero dipped down from Canada. But by day's end, the frigidity gave way to sun and light winds as the skim turned to ripples. This suggests the grand old glacial basin is ready to get it on at the next shivering opportunity. When such an op might happen could be a ways off, as my daily check of temps north to Alaska indicates there is presently no serious polar air in North America. Perhaps we shouldn't write an epitaph for Old Man Winter yet. Maybe the Russians are just holding him hostage in Siberia, and the Gunflint could still be in the picture for a winter weather adventure or two. People activity remains quiet in the upper trail. However, I see that cross-country ski trails are being groomed on what is a fairly shallow base, so swishing through the beautiful forest should be picking up. But power sledding is limited by snow depth and trail connections across questionable lake ice. However, the trail will come alive late Saturday afternoon in the mid-trail area with a holiday gathering at the Scop Community Center. Gunflint friends and neighbors are invited to come out of the woods for the cheer, beginning at 4 p.m. and lasting until 7 p.m. The Gunflint Trail Volunteer Fire Department will be providing everything but the conversation, so don't miss out on the Gunflint community spirit. Another event reminder finds the Borealis Chorale and Orchestra Christmas Concert continuing its annual North Shore tradition. Performances take place this coming Sunday and Monday evenings at 7 p.m. in the Bethlehem Lutheran Church. Some of our Gunflint Trail neighbors are included in the cast of more than 100 county residents. Colonel the Fox lit up our Thanksgiving Day with a visit. It seems she is becoming very attached to peaceful and abundant Wildersmith surroundings. Yes, it's a foxy gal. Guess there's going to have to be a moniker revision. Any suggestions? She was discovered in the AM, cuddled up near the wood shop door shortly before the Smiths departed for Thanksgiving festivities at the Congo Church in the village. I was well prepared and doled out a few poultry morsels and leftover fries, and she was still gnawing on the goodies as we drove up the driveway. Our late afternoon return found a furry surprise nestled in the snowbank, not far from where we had last seen her. We raised her from napping as she uncoiled, gave a big yawn, and stood up on all fours for a stretch. It's obvious she has spent most of the day anticipating our return. Not wanting to disappoint after the long wait, the breakfast fare was repeated as an early supper. The charm of her beauty and the mystery of those piercing gold eyes is a captivating experience. I'm sure there will be more chapters in this wild neighborhood saga. For WTIP, this is Wildersmith on the Gunflint Trail, where every day is great and our natural world can be uplifting with the simplest of wilderness engagements.